Blog Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Hey, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. Those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. Come on, y'all. Here we go. It's hump day, y'all. It's hump day. All day today. Get your hump on, right? Get your hump on, baby. Let's go, y'all. Let's go. 516-531-9483 is our number to the show. That's where you guys can call in and listen live to the show. And if you'd like to give a comment or give your opinion on today's episode, just press the number 1 on your keypad and I will put you on the air. All right, 516-531-9483, and you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. I am your host, Frank Williams, and I'm live and in the flesh. Live and in the flesh. This is Wednesday. What's today's day? I don't know. Today is the 21st of March. I mean, March is flying so fast. I mean, it's unbelievable. And you know, my mom used to always tell me, as you get older, time goes faster and faster. Right now, it's 38 degrees in the ATL. Looking at a high today of 52. It's just, it's going to be windy all day today, guys. So keep that in mind as you move about your day, that it's going to just be, the wind's just going to be blowing all day. Now, tomorrow we're looking at a sunshine in 58. Friday, partly sunny, 61. Saturday, 69, rain. Sunday, 63, rain. Monday, 54, rain. So Friday is going to be, looks like it's going to be the last day of nice weather for a few days. Okay, for a few days. Looks like the weekend is going to be rained out. So you may have to plan you some type of activity indoors, right? Plan to cook indoors. I think yesterday, the 20th of March, is officially the first day of spring. But, hey, as cold as it is right now, doesn't feel like spring, okay? But I believe after the rain and stuff over the weekend, we're going to break out and start to have some really, really nice Georgia weather, right? Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sends you. All right? Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. 516-531-9483 is our number to the show. Now, let's see, before I get into today's episode, topic, whatever you want to call it, I want to say, they were able to, well, they didn't capture the guy who was doing the bombing, doing the bombs and stuff out in Texas, but they did kind of catch up to him, and as they surrounded him and the SWAT team was getting ready to move in on him and take him into custody, he set off a bomb inside his car and killed himself. So what a coward, right? And he's been, all this time he's been, you know, giving people packages and they've been blowing up in their faces. Yeah, just all kinds of stuff. And, you know, hurting people. And then as soon as he gets his chance to be captured and go to prison and serve his time, he kills himself. What a coward. But hopefully that was the only, he was the only one. Hopefully he was the only person that was doing this stuff, hopefully. And but they still telling people to be aware, be alert of any weird stuff, okay? And he went into the, and I'll get off of this in a second, but he went into the FedEx distribution center to send a package and to send one of his bombs, right? And it exploded inside the FedEx facility. I don't know who was hurt, who was killed, or anything like that. I think one person was killed and a few people hurt. But that was his mistake. Okay, that was his mistake, because after the package exploded, of course, they go back to see who brought that package. And you know, I worked for FedEx for 3 years. And if you take a package to a FedEx location, just like UPS, whoever, they're gonna scan it right then, So they'll know what time you dropped off your package. And then when they come and pick it up to take it to be delivered, then they're going to scan it again. It's going to go on the truck. Then it's going to go to the distribution center. They're going to scan it again, and then it's going to, like, go route itself to where it needs to go for its, you know, pretty much for its final destination. Once it goes from there to the next location where, you know, maybe the city where the package should be delivered, they're going to scan it again when it comes into there. That's how you're able to go online in the UPS, FedEx, Postal Service, whatever. You can go into their website and track your package. That's what they call tracking. That's how you track your package, from people scanning that barcode on that package. Okay? So when they can go back and look at that package and say, okay, this package came in at 8:30 this morning. And then all they had to do from there is look at their video cameras. And they saw this guy come into the FedEx facility wearing gloves, carrying this package. That's how they caught him. Okay? That's how they caught up with him. And that's, you know, I'm telling you guys this. I'm not saying that y'all are going to take some packages and bomb people. I'm just saying that that's how the system works. Okay? That's how they keep up with your package. That's how they track your package. So you can call them and say, hey, where's my package? And they can look it up real quick and say, it's in Illinois. Okay? So that's how he got caught. I knew that at some point, that he'd, you know, he'd slip up and he'd get caught. They put so many federal agents in Texas on this case that you wouldn't believe. All right? 516-531-9483 is our number to the show. Have a great show for you today. A good friend of mine, a young lady who works with me, asked me to do this show. Now, I don't know if she's listening to the show today or not, but she asked me to do the show. She said she'd be listening. And she said she'd call into the show and talk. So I'm waiting for her to call in and talk. I'm doing this show for her. And it's entitled, Why Do Men Play on Women's Emotions? Why do men play on women's emotions? All right? So I want to discuss the truth about men that are playing on women, okay? Because, you know, women are emotional creatures. I don't mean creatures in a bad way, okay? I'm a creature. Men are creatures as well. So that's not a bad thing, okay? I could have said, I guess, human beings, but they are emotional creatures. Okay, and men are too, but, you know, our emotions pretty much doesn't kick in for a while. Okay, what I mean by that is we can do things and really never even think about it until something happens that triggers those emotions. See, men are black and white. We see things in black and white. It's either this way or that way. There's no in between. There's no gray area. But women, they see things black, white, and gray. And they sit in that gray area, and that's where the emotions come in, because they're sitting there in that gray area. And I'll kind of tell you what I mean by that in just a minute, but why do men play on women's emotions? And the question that I asked her is, what do you mean by playing on your emotions? Well, you know, they know we get into this and we get into the relationship and we start thinking about this and that and really start digging you guys, and then you throw us a fastball. Well, that's because now, and I'm not saying that I'm an expert on this. I've gone through this, and anybody who's in a relationship or have been in a relationship or a marriage or whatever may be able to see what I'm seeing here. And what I'm saying is that when a man and a woman gets together and start a relationship, and then they get to the point where they start to be intimate with each other, get into an intimate relationship, even before marriage or what have you, get into an intimate relationship, then women, well before men, get emotional about that relationship. And what I mean by that is they really start to take the relationship seriously and to a different level. That's why you say, okay, once you get married, things change. Once you get married, women start to change, or she'll change at that moment. Okay? It's weird, but things happen like that. To some people, not all people, but some women change right there at that moment. As soon as you say, I do, and the pastor say, introducing Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and now the woman changes immediately. And I'm not saying change like her, change her hair or anything like that, but the emotions change. She go from this side, and now she's getting married. Now she's on this side, and she starts to feel like she can tell you what to do, be a big part of what's going on, and she is a big part of what's going on, and she can say, "Hey, I need you to do this. I need you to do that." Okay, but as far as the emotional side of the relationship, when men see that a woman or his girl, or just even if she may not be his girl, but once men start to figure out, now I've got her, because now she's acting a bit different. Now I can do this, I can do that. What I mean by that is now I can probably even ask her for money. Okay? I could probably even ask her to use her car, and she'd do it. And that's what I mean by playing on her emotions, because once you get to the point where now we're having an intimate relationship, now she's caught up. And that's the way men think. Now she's caught up. She's into that relationship. Man, there's nothing I can do wrong. And some men take that and run with it. What I mean by that is they'll, come in and say, come into to the house and say, "Hey, babe, I'm going to the club tonight with the boys. I'll see you later tonight." And don't even think about how she feels about you going to the club. And then if you say something about it, ladies, then he's like, "Oh, so you now you want to tell me what to do. Now you want to be my mama. Now you want to treat me like a little boy." Which, that's not it. The women just looking for some respect there. You might be going out to the club with the guys, but you have to think about their emotions. So you have to explain to them, why are you going to the club? hey, I'm just going to hang out. I'm going to have a couple of beers with my buddy, and you know, I'll be back in a couple hours. She's okay with that. But when you say, hey, I'm going to the club, I'm finna go to the club with old boy, I'll see you later tonight. That's a problem. That's a problem. 516-531-9483 is our number to the show. Now, I have a call up on the show from the 678 area code. The first three digits are 6, 9, and 8. Let's see. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this, and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Smokey.
Smokey!
What's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, brother?
Nah, you know, I'm just listening to the show, and I'm looking at a woman right in front of me that fits the description of what you said in the end. I'll just stand in front of her.
Okay.
Hey, but I know the topic is why men play with women's emotions, but that's with anybody. Once you know that someone is into you, a lot of people, instead of appreciating it, they take advantage of it and start using it, you know, for games. And with a woman, it's easy to play on a woman, especially after you had sex with her, because, like you said, the emotions get involved, and it's a wrap then.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. And a lot of times, that's where, you know, that's where guys go for. They go for the, they, you know, it's like them pit bulls, you know, they get to fight and they go for the neck, they go for the jugular. So some guys, you know, they get involved in that, and they get involved with her, and they just try to take her to town, you know, in bed. And that sets some women off, man. That sets them off.
And then by the fact of, you know, it's way more women than men, and when women get emotionally involved with someone, you know, they're going to want to have that man, you know, a lot of them alone. You know, a lot of them don't want to turn to women, so they stick with the man. Then they let those men use them. A lot of times the women know that the men are using them, but they're hoping that somewhere along the line they will fall in line into the plan that they have for them. And it don't work like that. And when it don't work, then a lot of times you have trouble, flat tires, busted windows, penis being cut off, everything.
Yeah.
So these guys got to be careful. All the things that they doing to these women, man, because the world is crazy today, and people's first reaction seems to be to hurt somebody when you hurt them emotionally.
Yeah, no doubt. They want to, it's almost like backing them in the corner, and then they come out swinging. They get way so upset, and then they come out swinging. They have to do something to let him know that you can't just treat me like that. You know?
And Lord forbid if they have any kids.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then, you know, some women, they do it, you know, but, hey, Smokey, you good, or you want to add something else?
Oh, that's about all I had to say.
All right, Smokey. Hey, appreciate you listening, man. Keep listening to the show.
You know it.
All right. So that's exactly what I was saying, what the caller said. And then what I was going to add this, and I wrote this down so I wouldn't forget it, right? After having that mind-blowing, intimate night with this guy, a lot of women, and I'm going to preface this with with this. She wonder why her friend slept with her man. And that's because, and they call their friends, you know, bees and whores and all this stuff. But what happened is that after she was with this guy, had a night of maybe mind-blowing sex, now she goes and she tell her friend, she tell her girlfriend, man, honey, let me tell you what happened last night. He did this, he did that, he did this, he did that. He really threw down last night, right? Telling her friend what happened. Telling her friend how good he is in bed. Now her friend is intrigued. Okay? Now her friend is intrigued. Okay? So, you know, and it can be, your relationship can go on with this guy for a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, whatever. And nothing ever happens as far as your friend is concerned. But then as soon as y'all break up, as soon as you and your guy break up or whatever happens, then you know, she's snooping around. Now she's trying to get with him. And she does. And she does. And she does because you've told her what happened between you and him. And it not only happens amongst women, not all women, but some women, and it happens with men, not all men, but some men want to tell their buddies how she was in bed. And then the next thing you know, your buddy's trying to get with her. See, and then, you know, things get blown out of proportion. But that's what happens when you know, these women get into it and get so emotionally involved with the relationship. And the next thing you know, there's a problem. There's a big problem, right? That's why you say she, you know, she took his man. He took a girl. He took his girl. Things like that happen because you go back and you say things to them that they want to hear. You give them the info, and then we as human beings, we can't stand it because we're curious. We're curious, man. What's going on? It's like at Christmas time, you know, you say that's your gift right there under the tree. And you see this big box, and you say, oh my goodness, I wonder what's in there. And you can hardly wait the Christmas day to open that gift. You might have 15 other gifts under the tree. But the first one you're going to open is that one because you're intrigued by that, okay? And as soon as you break up with your man, your girlfriend, when she finds out, she's curious. She gotta find out what's going on with him. And she'll find him, and she'll be with him. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Hey, guys, call me. Don't let Smokey have all the fun. Y'all call me. Tell me what's on your mind. I know that out of these people that are on the show, that y'all have something to say about this. Why do men play on women's emotions? And again, like I told my friend, it is not only women. I mean, it's not just men that play on women's emotions. There are some women now that play on men's emotions. Because there's some men who carry their emotions on their sleeves just like women. Okay? And some women can recognize that, and they'll play on this dude. They'll play on him like a fiddle. They'll play him till he all dried up. And I mean dried up by saying that she'll take him for all his money until he runs out. When he run out of money, she's gone. And he's upset because she's gone. Because you know you know what got him really upset is that she was great in bed. Now she's taking my money, and now she's gone. Because she was great in bed, but you were just average. And if you flip-flop that around, okay, he was great in bed. He played on her emotions, and then pop, he's out there messing with other women because she wasn't that great in bed. I'm telling you how this is. And those emotions are the emotions from intimate encounters, intimate experiences, those emotions from those experiences are the highest emotions out there. Other than getting upset about, some type of tragedy or thing or something like that. But other than that, the intimate encounters that you have with a woman or a woman had with a man, that is of the highest emotions. And men know that. And that's our ticket right there. That's our get out of jail free ticket right there. Your emotions. Because we know that I can go out and I can go to the club and I can hang out in the club and I can come home at 2-3 o'clock in the morning. Jump in the bed with her. She was upset about midnight. Now she's falling asleep. Now you come home. Now you get in the bed with her. Now you're going to start to, doing your thing. And she's good with that. Okay, and everything else goes out the window. Hey, if I'm not spot on with this, y'all call me. Tell me what you think. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. And again, the reason that women lose their men to a friend, even a family member, a sister, a cousin, or whatever. Even maybe it may even be her aunt. Anybody. The reason that she loses her man, and then someone else that she knows, or she's a family member, or whatever that she knows, gets with him is because you have gone back and told them about him, how he works his magic. And that's something that I tell you, you have to be careful with when you're around some of your girlfriends. Okay? And I know that you ladies have heard some of these stories. And I've heard some of you ladies say, she ain't no good. She stole his man. That is, they were married for 10 years, and then they got a divorce, and then her sister started dating her ex-husband. What kind of stuff is that? Well, it's you can, you know, if you go back and look, you can probably find that situation, that time when they were together, the sisters, when they were together and they talked about him and her and him, her and his relationship. I'm telling you, I guarantee you. Why else would she want her ex-husband? Why else would her sister want her ex-husband? That's why. So, you know, I'm telling you, ladies, you have to be very, very careful with that. Men as well. Okay? Now, I don't think men do that as much as women do. I may be wrong with that, but I don't think that men do that as much as women do, because we are so protective of our women, okay, that, you know, that's not going to happen too often, okay? That's not going to happen too often. Now, a guy that's broken up with a girl and moved on and doing other things, he might divulge a little information to his friend about the ex-girlfriend, what he and her did, but he not going to divulge any information about the situation. Because the one thing that hurts a man to his soul is that he had a girl. He told his buddy about this girl. The next thing you know, his buddy and the girl are just high over heels for each other. And I'm telling you, that's a problem. He'd be like, "Nah, I don't mess with that dude no more." He went, you remember old Tracy? You remember I was getting together with Tracy? Well, you know, I told old boy, you know, that me and Tracy were getting together, and, you know, this and that, we do this and that. And next thing you know, man, him and Tracy together. Tracy called me and told me that she was messing around with James. I'm like, "Damn, Trace, that ain't right." But you know, that's because you told James about Trace. James got curious. James wanted to know about Trace. I'm telling y'all, this is the way it works. Okay? That's how. Hey, guys, I got about 5 minutes left in the show. I appreciate you guys tuning in. Hey, join me tomorrow. You know, I said my friend gave me this topic, and she didn't call in. I don't know if she listened to today's show or not. She may be listening online. I don't know. But I'm going to give her a piece of my mind when I see her again. I'm going to give her a piece of my mind. But that's exactly the reason men play on women's emotions. That's the exact reason why they do it. They take over. And they grab those emotions, and once they figure it out, ladies, hey, They grab those emotions, and they run with them. They run as fast as they can with them, and they hold on so tight, hold on to those emotions so tight that you can't. I mean, you need a jackhammer to get those emotions out of his hand. And he absolutely knows that he's got you. This break, I'm over, and I'm out. Let's stir it up, baby. Stir it like that. Stir fry.
In the nighttime. Ooh. Trap with the chickens like Popeye. Money changing colors like Tata. I'm just trying to get it. I ain't trying to die. No. She got a figure on your booty. Make the world cry. like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it, take a whip it in submission, let the birds fly. I get money, turn no vision through my third eye.
Money,
then I kill it, watch me flip it like a fire guy.